Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with us to the book of Matthew, chapter number 2. We'll read verses 1 and 2 in a minute as we invite those who are listening to us and watching on Facebook this morning to join us in worship and praise. Thank you for being with us, and those who will one day hear this around the world. Amen. A Christmas greeting around the world. That's great. Praise the Lord. So we want to invite those folks and pray that they're blessed this morning. From Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we come to worship him." Wise men still seek him. Wise men. Wise men. Wise women. Wise mankind. Unwise, they don't seek him. They don't want him. They're not looking. They want to celebrate Christmas, but they don't want the Christ of Christmas. But wise men still seek him. The Christmas in society as we see it today is an extension of a pagan holiday and a celebration. Centuries ago, it started as a pagan holiday. It had nothing to do with Christ in its origin. Nothing at all. Christ was not introduced in the origin of Christian. It was a pagan holiday. For today's unregenerated world, it's again a pagan holiday. Without Christ, it's a pagan holiday. With just a Christmas tree, it's a pagan holiday. Without Christ, this means nothing. But with Christ, it's a celebration of his birth. Christians are the ones that injected Christ into the celebration of Christmas. Praise the Lord for that. Years ago, Christians are the ones who put Christ into Christmas and made it a celebration of his birth, recognizing a day. We don't know if it's the day, but we know it's a day that we set aside to celebrate his birth. Today's Christians, that is born again believers, use this celebration and time of the year to give glory, praise, and honor to his birth. As we often hear it said, the reason for the season. Only reason. The world has a different reason. Somewhere in the celebration that this world knows, they've forgotten. They've forgotten about Jesus Christ. They've forgotten that this is about the first miracle of the New Testament. The first miracle was the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus, the one who came to earth as a God-man to save the world from its sin. For Jesus so loved the world that he gave It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. We can't earn it with merit. We can't earn it with works. We can't earn it because we're so good and pious. We can't earn it because we're so smart or dumb. We can't earn it. God gave His only begotten Son. That word begotten means that there's only one and never will be another. The only Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And He gave this beautiful and wonderful gift, the greatest gift ever given to mankind, the birth of Jesus Christ. So I hope this sermon is going to do what I mean for it to do, and that's to bring us back to the wisdom of the wise men of that time and remind ourselves that we must be wise also if we're going to worship Jesus Christ. If we're going to continue what the wise men started, to seek Him. And only the wise still seek Him. But these wise men came to seek Him and to be with Him and to bring gifts to Him. Wise. They were wise in doing so. And there were other people in the world that didn't recognize it. No, you see, there's still fools in the world that don't recognize Jesus Christ. But the Bible says only a fool says there's no God. And if there's no God, there's no Jesus. If there's no Jesus, there's no Christmas. Not for the believer. If Jesus is not alive today, we have nothing to celebrate. Only salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Now, as a general rule in the society of today's celebration of Christmas, as a general rule in society, has nothing to do with Christ. Isn't that a shame? Oh, they put out the nativity scenes and they put up the Christmas trees and they decorate the houses. We've all done that to some extent. But the secular Christmas songs that they sing. I was noticing in my truck, I put the radio on the station that's supposed to have traditional Christmas songs. They should have left out traditional. Because there's not much traditional about it. Yeah. Over and over again, you hear songs about Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Over and over again, you hear about Mama kissing Santa Claus. Over and over again, you hear about Frosty the Snowman. Santa's coming to town. Or this one. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Boy, that has Christ in it, doesn't it? Traditional for the world. Very seldom do you hear the traditional song and rendition of Silent Night. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Yeah. No. The world has a different way of celebrating Christmas. To most of them, it's a week off of work. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. The believer enjoys that time for Christmas, time for fellowship with the family and everything else. But to the world, it's different. Christ is not in it. But to the believer, the message is still the same as it was 2024 years ago. Christ. He's the central theme of everything we do, of everything we are, of everything we hope to be. Christ is the center of it. And if he's not, something's wrong in your relationship with him. And Jesus the Savior was born. Jesus the Savior died on a cross for all to be saved. Jesus the Savior was resurrected to life. He's now in a glorified body. He appeared to over 400 people after he came back for a while. Now he's seated on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and for me. And soon this same Jesus that was born in a manger in Bethlehem is coming in the clouds of the eastern sky in a glorified body, and a trumpet's going to sound, and the only ones going to hear the trumpet are the ones that's born again. Glory to God. When the trumpet sounds. It could be Easter, Christmas, 4th of July. While the world is celebrating, Jesus is preparing to come for his church. People say, oh, that's a myth. Well, to the unbeliever, it is. But the Bible calls him a fool. I better press on here. I haven't got to the message yet. That was my introduction. Wise men still seek him. You see, wisdom is the subject of most interest to a lot of people. Most cultures desire wisdom. Even the sinner desires wisdom, but he don't know how to get it. They try to get it from a book. Try to get it from a college, an education. Try to get it from anywhere they can, but the only place wisdom comes from is God. James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. Why? Because God has the wisdom. God gives us wisdom, but we have to seek him. You see, the story about this that we're reading this morning is they came to seek. They was looking for Jesus. They was trying to find him, but they couldn't find him until God gave them wisdom. How did they become wise men? They were believers. And God gave them wisdom. Oh, listen. Wisdom. It's particularly appreciated in the scripture. The story of the birth of Jesus has in it the expression of wisdom in the wise men that sought Jesus. So if we're going to become wise and seek Jesus, we have to have some wisdom. Knowledge is good, but wisdom is what God wants us to have. Sometimes knowledge is the most dangerous thing you can have. Look at the knowledge of the world today to be able to produce the bombs that can destroy the whole world. Knowledge. But somebody better have some wisdom when it comes to using those things, because knowledge will kill us all. Knowledge. But the wise men were called wise men only because they sought Jesus Christ. Wisdom. And they were ready and willing to put a great effort into that which they truly believed. If you truly believe, you're going to put an effort into serving God. You see, nature in us is all the same. If you truly believe in and like the job you've got out there in the world, you're going to put everything into that job. You're going to try to get ahead. You're going to try to get to the top. Yeah. You want to be the top dog. Only problem with that is when you get to the top, you're still a dog. That don't change. But wisdom changes things. You get another view of what God is in your mind. When you have the wisdom of God, you have a better understanding of God's word. Now, we were discussing this morning about people finding two different verses in different places and say that it contradicts itself. The Bible contradicts itself. Well, you know why they say that and why they do that? Because they ain't got no wisdom. Excuse my English. Huh? No. They have a knowledge of what they read, but they have no wisdom of what it says. And if you're going to read God's word, you have to read it spiritually with the wisdom of God. That's how he wants us to receive his word. This book is a spiritual book. We read these scriptures about Jesus being born of a virgin, a God-man now. Huh? How can we understand that? With our knowledge? No. That's why people don't believe. They try to use head knowledge to learn what you can only learn spiritually in God's word. They were willing to put a great effort into that which they truly believed. Truly believed. So to be wise is to serve. If wise men still seek him, the same wise men must serve him. Yeah. It doesn't stop just because you found him. No. Now you have to serve him. Why? He's King of Kings. Lord of Lords. If anything or anyone ever desired our service, it's him. He built us to serve him. And if we will seek him, he'll give us the desire to serve him. You'll want to serve him. These wise men made a great effort to go to seek Jesus and find him. So they made sacrifices to seek out the Christ child and to worship him. Sacrifices. Yeah, serving Jesus takes a wise person who is willing to make the sacrifice. Not the same sacrifice he made, but we have to make a sacrifice of crucifying this flesh. Huh? Oh, it's a sad thing today. The saints don't play till Monday. What a sacrifice, huh? Yeah. That's about the limit of the sacrifice that people make to serve God. Huh? You're in church today because you made a sacrifice to be here. You could be somewhere else doing something else, enjoying what the world calls a celebration. Yeah. There are those who would have been here today or would have been in church somewhere today, but they couldn't get up this morning, couldn't make the sacrifice. For some folks, it's a sacrifice to get up in the morning. To get dressed to come to church to be with God's family and worship him. If you're going to serve God, get ready to make a sacrifice. Because he requires that of us. These wise men made a sacrifice. I don't know what their job was when God gave them the wisdom to seek him. And by the way, they claim three wise men. The Bible doesn't say it was three wise men. It says wise men. Could have been a dozen of them. Could have been a caravan of them that brought the gifts to serve him. That doesn't matter. No matter how many it was or wasn't, they were wise. Bible calls them wise men. And they made that sacrifice to come and seek him. But what made them wise? What made these wise men wise? Because they were not wise of the things of this world. They were not wise by the standards of this century that we live in. And not wise of the progression that was made now with all the technology. They didn't know anything about that. They didn't know the world was round, even though some people still think it's flat. I never did understand that. If you go one way long enough and it's flat, off you go. Into what? Yeah. And they have an explanation for all it. There's no gravity, by the way. If the earth is flat, you don't need gravity. Well, let me get away from that, because Lord help me if I get started there. But they didn't know the world was round. They didn't know that it was suspended in air. They didn't know that the world at, 25,000 miles an hour around the sun? They didn't get their wisdom from that. No. 93 million miles away. Most of us who know that don't know it. They didn't know about germs. They didn't know about washing your hands before you eat. Microscopes, modern medicine. No. What made them wise? They were wise because the Spirit of God made them wise. Wisdom comes from God. Evidently, these men had sought God, had walked with God. Even before Jesus was born, they knew God and sought his wisdom. They could never have found the Christ child without the wisdom of God. They didn't have a map to go by. They didn't have a GPS that you could press the buttons and shows you where to go. I had an old one that I had in my truck, and we went to San Antonio to at Matthew's graduation from boot camp when he graduated. And we stayed in a hotel there, and we would go back and forth. And Christian was just a young boy, and he was riding with me. And I put the GPS to go, and I read the wrong thing, and we didn't go. The roads did this, and they had a little thing that you follow this one, and I followed that one. After a while, I realized we ain't going to get there from here. And we turned around and went back and started over again, and we got there. And I had, years ago when I was working for Heart of Hospice, there was a person that I had to go see that I'd never been to the house before, and I put it in the GPS, and that thing led me to a field. I found myself at a crossroad, dirt road in a field. I said, what am I doing here? So I had to go to the police station and get the address of the person I wanted to see. They didn't know about that. We still don't know about that. But they explained their presence in Jerusalem by saying this: we have seen his star and come to worship him. Their wisdom led them to Bethlehem, where the star showed them where Jesus was. And still today, scientists and unbelievers are trying to explain this star. Yeah, they have to know where the star is so they can give it a name. They name everything nowadays, you know. I was saddened in my heart one day when they told me that Pluto was no longer a planet. I grew up knowing Pluto was a planet. They destroyed my Pluto world. And now they found out they were wrong. Pluto's back. Rejoice in our heart. Pluto's back. Yeah, scientists are still looking for that star. Yeah, they don't worry, they won't find it. They have for years tried to attach this happening over 2,000 years ago to some constellation so they can give it a name. But they can't and they never will. Because that star was created by God for one purpose. Huh? To lead the wise men to Jesus Christ. There's a star that we seek today. Oh, yeah. We have all kind of stars in this world. Yeah, they singers and they're musicians and they're comics and, oh, they're all stars. But there's one who's waiting in glory. His name is Jesus. I don't know about you, but he's my star today. Huh? Yes, he is. They can't and they never will. Because it was his star. There are things that belong to Jesus Christ alone. His star. His salvation. Oh, the world and the religious world tells us, wants us to believe that there's more than one way to get to heaven. I heard it the other day that there's only one God, but there are many names for him. You can reach him from any place. The name you call him, he hears that and honors it. Well, the Bible says there's only one name used for God, and that's Jehovah God. The prophets of old and those who loved and knew God called him Yahweh. And the Bible says that they were even afraid to use that name. Because when they used that name, they wanted to make sure that they did nothing to harm that name. It was so righteous to them. They had to make sure that when they used that name for God, that it was perfectly done. But today, you can use any name you want to. You can call him Allah. You can call him anything you want to call him and still get to the God of glory, the God of the Bible, the God Jehovah. No, that's the foolishness of man. The truth is that there's only one way. It's all his. Jesus Christ. Oh, listen. Cattle on 1,000 hills are his. Bible says, the earth, the world, the earth is the Lord's, and everything that's in it belongs to him.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. there goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to dry my tears.